Here's a little bit to close out your week. A little fun we had with Tony Hayward, some audio from James Carville, Obama, and Eric Holder, just to kind of, well, we have to have a little bit of a laugh, right?
The impact of this disaster is likely to have been very, very modest. It's impossible to say, and we will mount, as part of the aftermath, a very detailed environmental assessment as we go forward. But everything...
I'm the president, and the buck stops with me.
If we find evidence of illegal behavior, we will be extremely forceful in our response.
I'm having a hard time controlling myself here.
This is a man-made catastrophe that's still evolving.
Take responsibility.
If we find evidence of illegal behavior, we will be extremely forceful in our response.
Take responsibility. Take responsibility. Take responsibility. Take responsibility.
If we find evidence of illegal behavior, we will be extremely forceful in our response. We will closely examine the actions of those involved in this bill.
We need the more boom, we need the hard boom, the absorbent boom.
I'm your daddy.
You know, I'd like my life back.
I'm in charge. BP is not equal to the United States government. And if this president needs to tell BP that you may be guilty of criminal activity, I'm in charge. I'm your daddy. I'm in charge.
I'd like my life back.
You're a multinational company that is greedy.
I'm Tony Hayward. BP has taken full responsibility for cleaning up the spill in the Gulf.
There's no one who wants this thing over more than I do.
I'd like my life back.
You're a multinational company that is greedy.
I'm having a hard time controlling myself here.
Take responsibility.
We've helped organize the largest environmental tragedy that never should have happened.
Take responsibility to repair the damage. Take responsibility to repair the damage. Take responsibility to repair the damage. I ultimately take responsibility to repair the damage. 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 I ultimately...
What should we do now?
We've helped organize the largest environmental tragedy that never should have happened.
There's no one who wants this thing over more than I do.
I'd like my life back.
I don't think this is a joking matter at all. I mean, we have here one of the most serious environmental dangers, catastrophes faced by this country in history, and yet the effort to stop this spill is in the hands and under the control of a private for-profit company answerable to shareholders. That is an untenable proposition. BP's expertise is certainly relevant. Its knowledge is certainly relevant. I'm not saying that that expertise and knowledge should not be applied, but the government does have to be in the position of weighing the risks and benefits and also making sure the public is getting the right information and also making sure that all resources that BP has are being put to stopping this leak. But given BP's record, how can we entirely entrust this operation to BP? It doesn't make any logic. BP was responsible for this, and BP needs to be under federal control at least until this is cleaned up. Now, again, I'm not suggesting this is a permanent receivership. I'm suggesting a temporary receivership because this is such a national emergency.
I've lost my life down to the law. Anyone has violated.
I'd love my life back.
Anyone who has violated the law. Anyone who has violated the law.
Thank you for joining us at Veracity Radio. As always, we welcome your feedback, and you can email us at veracityradio@gmail.com or visit us at the website veracityradio.com, and you can comment on the blog. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week with more informative guests.